So, and until that, we now hear Neil with the talk on online safety laws and the learnings from a lot of pro bono work. So, Neil, the floor is yours.
Can you hear me at the back? Is the microphone working? The microphone is not working. It is working, but you can't hear me at the back. Okay, thank you. Thumbs up. Put it back on. Right. Hello, I'm Neil. Some of you I know, some of you I don't know. I'm a lawyer, I'm afraid. Look, nobody's perfect. I would normally say I'm not your lawyer, but looking around, I actually am your lawyer for some of you here. So for those of you where I'm not your lawyer, I'm not your lawyer. For those of you who I am your lawyer, I am still your lawyer, and I hope to be your lawyer at the end of this as well. Okay, so I run a small law firm, and I run it almost entirely on free software. And I've spent a huge amount of time over the last 12, 18 months looking at online safety laws and free software communities. So that's looking both at people who run free software in a way that brings it within scope of online safety laws, and also people who develop free software, which, when people run it, brings them in scope of online safety laws. So I'm talking today predominantly from the point of view of people running these services, but it also has an impact on people developing these services, developing the software that powers these services. What can be built into things to help with some of this? So I'm talking about online safety laws, and I'm an English lawyer. I can only advise on English law, but other places are thinking about online safety laws as well. So although my focus is on the UK's Online Safety Act, there are online safety laws in Australia. There are online safety laws in some states in the USA, and there's an awful lot of conversation about other online safety laws in other countries as well. And they're not all the same. They're not all the same. So if you're running a project that's available globally, how do you think about compliance? What I'm going to do, I'm going to paint a background picture first, not quite how we got to here, but this is where we are. And then talk through some of the considerations, some of the mitigations, some that I've spoken with others here over the last year or so. What can you do about some of these things?